This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So we're getting into the elevator pitch, and we have our entrepreneur today. We're talking to animal technician Letabo Maphuthuma from Tech for Livestock, and we understand that they're all about empowering rural farmers. Letabo, good morning. Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
I'm Mr. Jones.
We are good. How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm fine.
You know, this is the path that you have chosen. You understand that this is your life.
For as long as
you are an entrepreneur, you are going to either be selling your products or services, and even selling yourself in Jay, not only to your clientele, but to potential investors. So it's the path you have chosen, Letabo.
Yeah, take it as a flea market. Yeah.
We also have our coach this morning, published author, award-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business and executive coach, Dr. Lucas the Champ Moloi. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to the listeners. Good morning to the whole team. And yes, thank you for having us.
Great. Thank you so much. So, Letabo, we are ready to go. Are you ready? I'm going to be telling you exactly when we can start. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, Letabo, let's go.
My name is Letabo. I'm an animal technician. My company is Tech for Livestock. Basically, focused on assisting rural farmers in hopes so that we will empower them, we will promote their business. We are focused on cattle, small stock, pigs, and we're getting into beekeeping. Our services include management practices like dehoning, castration. We also do vaccination for farmers, disease treatment. We also do business plans. We assist farmers to register themselves for the Livestock Management Act.
Your time is up, Letabo. Your time is up.
What about 30 seconds?
Sorry?
It's fine.
Askies, I know it feels like time flight just flew by. I understand. 30 seconds just goes by so fast. Ndata Maloy, you were in an elevator with Letabo. Letabo has said his piece, and now the doors have opened. Before you step out, what are you thinking as you are looking at Letabo? What can you say to him?
First, let's congratulate Letabo for starting, and you know, I'm very biased when it comes to Letabo's business. Letabo shares the name with my daughter. You know, the business that he's in is a business that I love greatly, but you know, he didn't get to what he needs to. So I maybe I should do this for our entrepreneur. So if I was in the elevator, but this is what I would have gone with. I've gone like, what do you say? My name is Letabo. Food, and it's one of the industries that can never go down. People need food every day, and agriculture is growing in our country. However, our entrepreneurs or our farmers are struggling very much with getting somewhere. We are there for their answers. Do they want to grow their head? Do they want to know how to deal with their farming? That is our work. You know, something. You know, you are going out there and you are saying to someone, this is what they need. This is the opportunity. This is who we are. And then he gets to what is it that he's looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, in order for us to capture this industry, we are looking for an investment. You know, when he needs that lift, I'm sitting
there saying, we are struggling. I don't know if your radio is on or something. We are getting this bad echo. I'm not sure what's causing that.
Not on my side. No, not on my side.
Okay. Letabo, is it on your side? Do you have the radio on?
Yeah, it was on my side.
Okay, please. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, Ndata Maloy, you were still saying, and I think as I'm just giving you the chance to go ahead, I'm thinking also, Ndata Maloy, which is quite interesting. Once in a while, it can happen that you meet Ndata Maloy, who you share the daughter's name with, and they just have this bias towards your business. And no matter what you do or say, they just have an extra ear to, you know, they are more inclined. It happens once in a while, doesn't it?
It always does, you know, in business that you get that opportunity. And remember, I always say to people, when we are saying you are lucky, It's when the opportunity meets preparedness. Mm. So the opportunity presented itself and you were prepared for that opportunity, then you get lucky. But if the opportunity presents itself and you are not prepared for the opportunity, you cannot get lucky with that. You know, so that's where we are. This is one business that, you know, I would have given it a time, a little bit. I would have even pressed the lift at the door or held the door so that I hear what you say, you know? But he did not give me the point that captivated me to want to hear about his business. So that's what our entrepreneurs need to remember, as I always say. What is the opportunity here? What is the need that you have seen? And what are you looking for? And that's the most important thing. The opportunity, your solution, and what are you looking for? Make sure every time in your pitch that those three things are there and clear.
Letaba, is that clear? Is that something you can work on for to help you in the future?
Yeah, I think that is something that's doable. I think also 30 seconds is not enough.
You know, Letabo, the most important thing is what? Even if you are given 10 minutes, if you are not prepared, and if you haven't prepared that speech in your mind, even 10 minutes will not be enough. So that's why you must, every single time, prepare your pitch, always have it there. And make sure it's a pitch that you can do in 30 seconds. Practice makes one perfect.
All right. So Letabo, let's just say we give you another 30 seconds next week. On the basis of all the advice that you actually got today, do you think you can do better?
Yeah, I think I can do better if, with the guidance that they've given me, I think I can do a whole lot better. And I'm very thankful for this opportunity.
All right. Okay.
No, listen, we're wishing you all the best. And we know that you already have a good product going and you already have a market. We just wish you really growth and, you know, more confidence as you step in front of platforms and in front of people and speak to them with the aim of growing your business. Thank you so much. Thank you so much also, Coach, for just that great insight. That's a published author, awards-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business and executive coach, Dr. Lucas the Champ Moloi, and of course our entrepreneur for today, a CEO, the founder of Take for Livestock, Letabo Mapotoma.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.